Fall sports are starting up again. Soccer, football, ice hockey soon enough. And that means brain injuries are a topic of concern for athletes and parents. Author Joanne Gerstner addresses these issues in her new book. It's called Back in the Game, Why Concussion Doesn't Have to End Your Athletic Career. I wanted her to start by answering the basics. What exactly is a concussion?
Simply put, a concussion is an injury to the brain. And I know that sounds extremely simplistic, especially if you're from the neurology community, but any type of blow to the body. So if you get tackled in football or if you trip and fall while you're playing basketball can lead to the brain being jarred, which could then lead to a concussion. Now, obviously, not all blows, trips, falls, things like that can, you know, produce concussion, but ones that deliver enough force to your brain that breaks that threshold to produce an injury to the brain, that's where it comes from. So it's really more along the lines of an individual injury that we all could get concussed. If you have a brain, you get a concussion. So the line where we all sustain the injury is different, and that's what makes it such a difficult injury to get a handle on.
And you don't necessarily need to have impact on the head, correct?
Correct. If you have a whiplash injury or if your torso, you know, gets twisted and delivers force through your neck to your head, absolutely.
So we focus on American football when talking about concussions. It's been in the media a lot in the last few years, but remind us how widespread this problem is across many different sports across the world.
Exactly. Skiing, football, or as we like to call it in the United States, soccer, any sport which has enough force to cause, you know, a jolting of the body, such as equestrian. It's amazing. When I watch the Olympics, I watch it through a different prism this time because I looked at every sport from the pole vaulters to the hurdler that tripped over the hurdle and fell awkwardly. I thought, wow, look at all the concussions that could potentially be happening across the board, not just in the sports that you think where it really is happening.
Yeah, so we're a pretty litigious society. How do other countries respond to the science of concussion and the related damage?
Well, it's been fascinating watching this. I was lucky enough to attend a conference in Zurich in 2012 about concussion, and it basically brought together all the major sports bodies around the country. And I really got to see the evolution across the world of concussion thought and sports. So Europe was kind of in the middle. We're like, yeah, there's some concussions, but maybe it's not as bad as the Americans think. South America, I met one doctor who said none of my soccer players get concussions, which we know is not true. And Asia was kind of downplaying it. So it kind of seemed to be perceived, now again, that was 2012, as a North American thing. And now I've really seen a change in Europe that all the leagues are taking concussions seriously. The equestrian groups are mandating the wearing of helmets at all levels. So we are seeing some evolutions, maybe not as quickly as we'd like to across the globe, but we're getting there.
So I'm curious, when you watched the Olympics, were you kind of dialed into how coaches and teams were deciding whether to keep players in the game, so to speak?
Absolutely, yes.
What did you see?
I saw some interesting responses. There was one hurdler, I forget what country right now, but literally she fell hard. I mean, went down hard, was laying on the track. It was one of the early heats, and a coach went over, and you could clearly see that she was in some sort of distress, and I'm not going to say she was concussed because obviously I'm not her doctor, but basically, you know, just like shake it off, let's keep going, and she was running in a heat later in the day. So I'm hoping she received proper assessment for a concussion, and then on the other hand, I know the divers, basketball players, and the real contact sports, I know they had trainers on hand, doctors on hand, and they were really taking it seriously. So again, I saw some real hopeful signs of some evolution in the way we treat things, but I also saw kind of the old school of, hey, shake it off, let's keep going, it's not that big of a deal.
Isn't there a uniform standard that's been issued by some sports body about what constitutes immediate removal from play?
Yes, yes. The standard we are going by in the United States, and it's being adopted pretty much across the board in major sports organizations, is if you are suspected of having a concussion, you come out and you stay out until you're properly evaluated and it can be determined that you're not concussed. So that usually means that if they think you're hurt, you're going to stay out of the practice or out of the game. So what it's kind of the cliche they use is when in doubt, sit it out. And it's probably a best approach to take, especially with children, because why put them back in? It's not worth the risk.
Joanne, have you ever been concussed yourself?
Not to my knowledge, but I did play softball. And I remember one time where I was run over at the plate as a catcher, and I did have my bell rung and I felt fuzzy. Obviously, no one pulled me out. No one thought I had concussion. I got better. Everything's fine. So undiagnosed concussion, probably, but officially, thankfully, no.
Joanne Gerstner, the co-author of the new book about concussion, Back in the Game. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.